Deb, I've got to say it's extremely humbling to think that I would be considered by this community to even qualify for an award like this. No, I'm humbled and probably having a little trouble handling it. Because I never went out there for any awards or anything, and I always think awards for other people and not for me. But anyhow, people out there, as I said, have been very, very generous to me, and I've been nominated for it, and obviously I've received the award.
For your contribution to water management, environment, just give us a little bit of a bio of some of the places where you've sat on boards or worked over the years.
I've just been everywhere. You know, I hardly ever went 2 weeks without getting on an aeroplane and flying somewhere. So I really, especially in New South Wales, and then, of course, when the Commonwealth became involved in water, over the whole Murray-Darling Basin, was just a constant travel, meeting people and that. And but Deb, if I can just say too, in this award, I'm not a one-man band. You know, to receive this award, I've literally worked with hundreds of people, extremely capable, extremely dedicated, and I just feel that this award is, they all own part of it. Not, of course, I should have mentioned first, my family. My family has been extremely supportive of me. And in my younger days, as all farmers can equate, it's very difficult to leave your farms, but I had a very generous father at the time who used to just say, get on your bike, boy, the farm will be still here when you come home. And, of course, it always was. So I had it, and my dad's now long parted, but I don't think I could have ever got started without him making this contribution to my life.
Why do you think you didn't just farm? Why did you get involved in, I guess, the politics of water, agriculture, you know, almost politics at its level?
Yeah, I was, yeah. It really was a political position, though, both in New South Wales Irrigators Council and the National Irrigators Council. They are the political arms of irrigators. Deb, I never aspired to any of these positions. Most of them, someone took me in a corner and says, Cole, will you do it? And I guess Cole Wiegand said, yes, I will. And that's basically how it's happened for my whole life. I'm honest, I really never aspired to them. I got talked into it, pressured into it. And I have no regrets about it, Deb. I have absolutely no regrets about it. It's been an extraordinarily interesting and rewarding period.
How did it all start? How many years are we talking?
Oh, I guess Irrigators Council, I'd be going back 20, 25 years, probably that's. But I've been involved, I guess. You know, you're not home long. Even on Coor was a young lad, when the fruit growers were involved in water issues. You know, even if it was only local with the local Department of Water. And I guess it just sort of gradually grew and grew and grew. And then when the Irrigators Council was formed, I was elected to be the representative at Irrigators Council. And quite frankly, two of the heavyweights one day just took me out the back and said, Cole, you're going to be next chairman. I said, you've got to be joking. And they said, no, the decision's made. And so that's how it happened. And then from that, the National Irrigators Council was actually formed by the resources of the New South Wales Irrigators Council, where they were, you know, quite well resourced. And so obviously, because we were probably spending some of our money and we were setting it up, I took that job on for a couple of years to get it to get it started before someone else took it on. So, and it's going quite well now too, I might add. So.
What do you see? I know you say that the award's not yours alone, but what do you see as the greatest achievement you've had in water management, politics, that sort of thing?
Oh, I guess that'd be very difficult to pick out something in particular, because the last sort of 20 years have been quite difficult in the area, not because I've been involved in it, in the area of irrigation, because we've come under tremendous pressure from the environmental movement and the change. And it's not all wrong either, Deb, don't get me wrong. You know, I've been involved in the environmental side, and we've got to have a balance out there. We can't continue like we did 30 and 40 years ago, where the only issue was supplying water for agriculture. We have moved on, and so is the majority of irrigators, to think, no, we've got to think about the environment as well. The challenge for us is to get the balance right and to keep both of them sustainable. And I believe we can do it. You know, there's been a lot of innovation, a lot of fresh thought, because you don't have to have two lots of water either. There's lots of opportunities out there to use water for environment. You might even use it a couple of times for the environment and then put it on some dirt somewhere. And I think they're the things we've got to just be able to think laterally about. Exactly where the balance is, I'm not sure. I don't think anyone knows where it is. But it's a long-term venture and we're working towards it. And even what we've done up to this point in time, I think, has been great. And that'll continue.